fault. Congratulations.
Wow, isn't that beautiful?
Hey, I'm telling you. Lottie, where were you when you got the word, and, you know, how did you feel?
I was at work when I got the word. I'm a dean of students for a school district here in Chicago. And I was in my office, and the record company called me and told me where to look, because I think it was one of the webzines that came that you can log on to.
Uh-huh.
And I logged on, and there it was, and I was just floored. Man. Absolutely floored.
Well, we like to see you walk up there and accept that Stellar Award, Lonnie.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Hey, all right. We are speaking life, Lonnie.
Right. I receive it too, man.
All right. Now, Lonnie, I'll tell you, now, the first time I noticed Lonnie Hunter, there was a song, I think it was called Drip Drop Song.
Yeah,
like
even
that.
Me. That was from our first project on Malico Muscle Show's label.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And how was that song received? How was that first project received?
Oh, man, that first project was received phenomenally well. It kept us working, and it kept me traveling for about 3.5 years.
Wow.
So there was like 4 years between that project and the current project.
Okay. Speaking of the current project, okay. Now, there's a song called Power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us about that.
That's my Let's Go Back to Church song.
Okay.
That every church choir can do, no matter what your level of talent is. It's just a church, go to church, slap your knee kind of song. And when we did it, Yvette Flunder, you're familiar with Yvette Flunder, right?
Right, uh-huh.
She did it a long time ago. That's who really recorded it the first time.
Okay.
And when I first heard it, I said, I got to do this song. And I didn't get a chance to do it on the first CD, so I made sure I put it on this one. And God has just taken the song, and all of the announcers around the country have just been going crazy over it.
Now, how was it doing Bobby Jones? How was it doing the TV show?
Yeah, Bobby Jones was a great experience. Actually, that was the second time I had done his show. I had hosted some things for him at the retreat.
Right.
But when he came to Chicago to tape that show, he called myself and Angie Spivey, who lives next door to me.
Is that right? Angie lives next door to you?
Yeah, we're right next door to each other.
There's some talent on that block.
Yeah, man. And we went down there and took our choirs and just had a great time. We had a wonderful time that day. And BET has just been showing it over and over again, and I ain't mad.
Hey, I don't blame you at all.
Right.
Well, Lonnie, for folks who are not familiar with Lonnie Hunter and the Voices of St. Mark, how would you describe your music?
We cater to the church choir. I make sure that when I put projects out, that it's something that is a foundation. It's good music, it's anointed, but it's a foundation that anybody can pick up and duplicate and take it to whatever the level they're at.
Okay.
A lot of times, being a church choir, you know, church choirs don't audition for members. We're just kind of whosoever will let them come.
Right.
So a lot of church choirs, when they buy CDs, they find it difficult to duplicate that, because when you've got community choirs who audition, they got the cream of the crop, so they can do a whole lot of different things. And it kind of limits the church choir's options. So I wanted to put out a CD that the church choir could grab a hold to and do it on a Sunday morning service, as well as a midnight musical, wherever they thought it might fit.
Our guest on the praise party is Lonnie Hunter, stellar nominee Lonnie Hunter. Lonnie, there's another song that'll get your juices flowing, get you moving and praising the Lord, and it's a dance song, isn't it?
Yeah, that's called Let's Dance.
Let's Dance.
Absolutely, man.
How did you come about doing that?
Let's Dance is kind of my answer to the Drip Drop song. To it closely enough, both of the vamps are closely related.
Okay.
With the dance, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Drip Drop goes at the end. Drip, drip, drop. So the rain has ended, the sun has come out, the rainbow is out, so now it's time to dance.
Time to dance. Did it just happen overnight for Lonnie Hunter?
Oh, it absolutely did not happen overnight, and as a matter of fact, it's still happening. You know, God is still and yet opening doors and showing himself to me. But I've been singing and in front of choir since the age of about 9 or 10, maybe. My mom, who was a gospel singer, and she traveled with the Caravans and the Barrett Sisters and all of them, she used to take me to church with her all the time, whether I wanted to go or not. And she passed when I was 9. When she passed, I just made it up in my mind, even at the age of 9, that I was going to continue to do this to keep her name alive, Augusta Hunter.
Hey.
But as God continued to grow me in the ministry, now it's to His glory. But I still keep my mom's memory in the forefront of what I do.